This interview is brought to you by Transformational Mortgage Solutions. You can check out the full episode at lickinonlending.com.
So, Matt Graham, what's your commentary on a non-Christmas sound segment there with Lesson, but more importantly, his thoughts on the markets?
I'm going to give Les a pass today on the no Christmas music because he was obviously feeling it that time.
Yeah.
I think he really brought his A game.
He did.
And I, for one, will probably play that on repeat later tonight over dinner and maybe dancing with the wife. Who knows? But the underlying content is right on, and it overlaps a lot with what I'm about to talk about. And definitely central banks were in focus last week. And it was really actually impressive to see how well bonds ultimately did. Mm-hmm. And there are a few reasons for that we'll discuss. First off, PPI surge, producer price index. It's not the hugest market mover in terms of inflation reports, but with these highest inflation readings in roughly 30 years, depending on which one you're looking at. Weaker retail sales, not much of a market mover. Strong housing starts and builder confidence. That's great for the industry. Also not much of a market mover. Markets were keyed in on the Fed on Wednesday afternoon and then the European Central Bank and Bank of England. I think Norway hiked rates as well, but nobody really cares. So the big focus was on the Fed Wednesday afternoon. So we talked last week about the high likelihood that the Fed was going to accelerate tapering. Indeed, they did. But there was a small chance that they may have accelerated at only a 50% pace, but it was likely they were going to double it, and that's what they did. With that revelation finally being on the table, it was worth a little bit of weakness for the bond market. I think the bond market was more properly reacting to the dot plot, and that just refers to the visual format with which the Fed conveys the rate hike forecast or the rate outlook. So every Fed member gets a vote. They say where they think rates are going to be at the end of 2023, four, and then longer term, and 2022 for that matter as well. And it was a very obvious shift from indecision around a 0 to 0.25 point hike in 2022 to the median Fed member now seeing 3 hikes in 2022. And that's a big shift. And it definitely affected the bond market, but not in completely logical ways on the shape of the yield curve, and also not for very long. Bonds actually managed to rally the next day, even after the Bank of England came out with a surprise rate hike. It wasn't a surprise to everybody, but I think the consensus was that they were probably going to hold off, and they ended up not holding off. And then the European Central Bank, it wasn't as unequivocally hawkish as the Fed or the BOE, but it wasn't dovish either. So really no huge bond-friendly anecdotes from any of the central bank announcements. But what we did have was a week's worth of news cycle regarding COVID concerns, Omicron uncertainty, the Fed saying this is still the biggest uncertainty that we're facing. And that pushed back and rates ended up going out at the end of the week at the lowest levels other than one other day in the past 3 months. So impressive to be at 1.4, 1.3 plus, given the state of inflation, given the state of central bank tightening. And that is a pure reflection of COVID concerns and the resulting fallout on the economy, whatever it may be. Could be a little bit of a motivator last week and something to keep an eye out for this week. It's just the weird nature of holiday week trading, especially in mid-December. People start to tune out. There can be big positional shifts that have very little to do with things that are actually going on in the market on a day-to-day basis. And we did see some evidence of asset allocation trading with money moving either out of the market altogether or shifting between stocks and bonds. This week, important to keep in mind, it is a little bit atypical for a holiday shortened week because the holiday itself is on Saturday, but we're going to get a full day off on Friday and then a half day on Thursday. That means that it's essentially a 3-day week. And because it's a 3-day week in December, it means that it's sort of a no-day week from a trading standpoint. Yes, bonds will trade, but not with the same sort of conviction or liquidity or volume that they otherwise would. That greases the skids for a little bit more random volatility. All of the data is condensed on Wednesday morning. None of it is extreme in terms of market movement potential. So realistically, we're looking at the first part of January before we get a clean read on the collective conscious of bond traders. And even then, even when we get back into the office, it's still going to have everything to do with COVID and its economic impacts. And everybody's just waiting for that to clear up.
Jack Nuttery, come on in with some Tom Monterey.
I think Matt's spot on. There's three drivers out there right now. COVID and Omicron concerns, they're weighing on the equity market today. Inflation, we did hit the highest point. I think it was, what, 7.7%, Matt, something like that, right? Then the messaging by the Fed that we should expect or could expect three rate hikes in 2022. That helps me optically get behind a 4% interest rate some point in 2022. So strong housing starts, but now we're going to have issues around affordability weigh in. The inventory, I mean, we need strong housing starts. I mean, inventory is down approximately 21% linked year out there in the marketplace. So just a kind of a mad scramble here at the end of the year, David.
Yep, it's going to be kind of interesting.
I'd like to put in one quick plug for the Independent Mortgage Bankers Conference that's coming up. Guys, if you conference, let me just tell you, Nashville is just an incredible venue for a conference. So a lot of good collaboration takes place at the IMB trade show, and I think they've got it in an excellent venue. I've been to that show in Nashville. It's worth making a trip.
We're excited to have joining us next week, Joe Roas, who's Red Sapiens. I'm really excited. I met this guy, and this guy has so much energy, and I'm really looking forward to having him on, talking about it's coaching. It's so much about business development. Joe is just one of those magnetic personalities, and you're going to enjoy the interview. I want to say a special thank you to our sponsors as we exit out here. Finastra, CMLA, Lenders One, Accelerate, Mobility MMI, the MBA, Knowledge Coop, the Mortgage Collaborative, SnapDoc Success Kit, and LTK, Lender Toolkit. Thank you all for listening. Share this podcast with others. Wish you all a very, very Merry Christmas. Look forward to having you back here next week.
You've been listening to Lickin' on Lending, a weekly mortgage market update with your host, David Lickin of Transformational Mortgage Solutions. Join us next week